It's the day before the big game. Your team is getting ready. I heard the players on the other team are really big, says one of your teammates. He looks afraid. Yeah, me too, says someone else. And I heard they can kick the ball faster and farther than anybody else. Listen, everybody, says one of your good friends. Stop being so afraid. Coach says we can beat them. We just have to play our best and do what Coach tells us to do. Then your friend looks over to you. What do you think? He says. What would you say to your friend? Would you be afraid just like the rest of the team? Or would you be different and believe in your coach and your team? Two men in the Bible, named Caleb and Joshua, were not afraid, even when everyone else was. The Israelites were camped near the land of Canaan. Canaan was the land God promised to give them. God told Moses to send out 12 spies to look over the land. Two of the spies were Caleb and Joshua. The spies looked over Canaan for many days. They looked at everything in the land, the people, the towns, the soil, the trees, the fruit, everything. They cut off some huge ripe grapes to bring back with them. When the spies got to camp, they showed the people the grapes and told them what they saw. The land is very good, they said, but the people in the land are tall and strong. They live in large cities with high walls. Then Caleb told the spies and all the people to be quiet. We should go up and take the land, he said. I know we can do it. Caleb remembered that God said he would help the Israelites fight all their enemies. But the other spies made all the people afraid. They said, we can't fight those people. They are stronger than us. They are so big and we are like little tiny grasshoppers. The Israelites started crying very loud. We're going to die. Why did God bring us here? They whined. They all wanted to go back to Egypt. Joshua and Caleb said with strong voices, do not be afraid. The Lord is with us. He will help us fight and give us the land. But the people were still afraid. They did not believe God would help them. Then God became angry with the people. He told Moses that because the people did not trust in him, not one of them would enter the new land. They would have to keep walking around the desert for 40 years. But God said that because Caleb and Joshua trusted in him and were not afraid like everyone else, they and all the children would get to enter his land. Many years later, God's word came true. Caleb and Joshua stood ready to enter the land. But all of the people who didn't trust God died in the desert. When everyone else was afraid, Joshua and Caleb were strong and courageous. God rewarded them for their trust in him. Sparkies, here's what you need to remember. Don't be afraid like everyone else. Trust God like Joshua and Caleb did. What God says always comes true.